Yesterday, The Wire investigated the government's proposed application of facial recognition technology. The technology, while revolutionary in some aspects, can reflect the faults of the humans who use it. A company known as Faceception offers a service that uses face structure to predict whether people have high IQ or whether they are likely to be a terrorist. Does it have any grounding in science? The Wire's Rowan Neagle reports.
Facial recognition technology is finding widespread use throughout our interconnected world. Unfortunately, it seems as if it can be easily misappropriated by people who fall victim to stereotypes. This is evident in a push by company Faceception, who wants to use facial structure to classify personality traits on people, from whether they're a great poker player or a terrorist. And to find out whether this has actually got any grounding in science, I spoke to Dr. Sharifa Al-Gawanan.
Well, I don't think personality is being ever attached to the facial features as they are, but the behavior of the face when you speak, for example, or when you interact with someone. So your face is behaving differently based on your and everyone else's personality. I think it will be not even ethical to have any research that would analyze this. I mean, it would be classifying people based on how are they made, and it's not how they act. All my work was not on facial features, but facial expression when you are talking to others.
So it's more determining personality through behavior rather than personality through structure. And that's a much more valid field of science, a much more ethical field of science compared to comparing things based on structure, what you're born with. The behavioral recognition, do you see this as a good in the world?
Behavior is something that we cannot hide. Is it ethical? I think it depends on what are you going to do with the data. In my personal opinion, I don't think it should be used for hiring, but it will be wonderful to be used, for example, in classroom learning. If you see that most of your students are bored, you might change your way of teaching. Well, I am interested in knowing personalities from the people, and then the only link I could find from the psychologist is the people behavior. They never talked about their facial structure to identify their personality.
Dr. Sharifa Al-Gawanan from the ANU also spoke to Tom Solston from the Digital Rights Watch about how using the system could affect society.
So the idea of, you know, looking at faces and kind of using something like phrenology to say, well, this person is clearly a criminal because their eyes are too close together. I mean, that is demonstrably nonsense. If you want to look at criminals, you take like all of the mugshots out of the police database and say, well, this is what criminals look like. And then you use your machine learning system to say, well, this person I'm now showing you a photo of, do they look like the sorts of people who are criminals? Now, the problem with that is that humans are very flawed decision makers. And so the data set that we use to train these algorithms isn't necessarily true and accurate to begin with. When you have those sorts of big data systems, whether they're matching on kind of facial recognition or demographic data, they tend to further entrench existing biases in society. In New South Wales, they have a predictive policing system. And not unsurprisingly, it said, yeah, go after Aboriginal teenage boys because they're likely to commit a crime. Because they're the people that the police pull over already and that they go for. They're effectively extrapolating from yesterday's weather without really taking into account that that data set might be biased in the first place. It's more likely, if you're a person of colour, that you will be mismatched with a criminal person of colour and be thought of as a criminal. And that's a worrying state if we're going to have, you know, governments or police forces using that sort of data in that way, is that we know that those systems work really badly for non-white people. And it's effectively very dehumanizing at that point, because most people are not criminals. I think it's more likely to be retailers or shopping malls trying to detect potential shoplifters. It's public access, but privately owned, and so they can effectively do what they want, and they will use those tools to kind of filter out what they would consider to be undesirables. But also the act of doing that will, in and of itself, kind of perpetuate the cycle and cause even more societal bias at that point. So I think there's a bit of kind of confirmation bias in the whole kind of idea of going around, kind of, can we look at someone and determine if they're a criminal? It's like, yeah, you're going to find people that you already believe are going to become criminals, and then you're going to make them criminals. And that's quite scary.
Tom Solston, Director of Digital Rights Watch, speaking to The Wire's Rowan Neagle.